What happened, man? Did I black out? That's weird, man. Was I on the floor?
You okay?
Yeah, I'll be all right.
You sure?
Yeah, I think so. This is Radio Theater in the studio right now. A friend of mine who I've known for way long time. He's on Arrested Development right now. He's one of the co-creators and founders of the Mr. Show movement. He was in the movie Spotlight. What is it?
Spotlight.
Yeah. Sunshine of the Eternal Mind.
Sunshine Spotlight.
Yeah, he's in that, and he's done HBO specials. And he's Dave Cross. Did I leave anything out? Did I leave anything out?
Most things, but that's fine. That's fine. Let's just skip over it. Nobody needs to know or cares.
I used to sleep on his couch in Somerville, Massachusetts.
That is true.
So, Dave, are you all right?
Yeah. I took some notes on that comedy bit, and I got some punch-up suggestions if you want. I'll give them to you later after the show.
I'm always nervous to do comedy around Dave.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We started out together a million years ago, and he was always the guy that took it one step out there.
Uh-oh.
Remember,
it's literally been 20 years, over about 20 years,
since
right?
Catch in Boston?
Yeah.
Catch a Rising Star, Boston, Massachusetts, and in Cambridge, actually, down there in the basement. Dave Cross, myself, Louis C.K., Janine Garofalo, Laura Keitlinger, a couple other people that you might know had the run of the place.
Yeah.
For the most part. And Robin Horton, the guy who used to run the place. That was some weird times. I ran into him, but I think that's a conversation to have off the air. No, he listens to the show. He's a crazy. He's like he's progressive to the nth degree. But let's not talk about that.
A good guy, certainly well-meaning, very well-intentioned. Sometimes errs on the conspiratorial side of things.
I would say that's putting it nicely. So you come in at you're on 3 hours sleep, and you tell me about this genius new drug that you don't know if it's working or not. What's it called?
It's called Concerta or Concerta.
Concerta?
Like C-O-N-C-E-R-T-A.
Okay.
And,
but why
I just
is it
went
prescribed?
It. It's a way for a group of, again, well-meaning big-hearted people to make a little money. They found something in a lab and were able to, you know, push it. Is that the word, push it, the phrase?
Sure.
No, I think that's not the word they use. They like to use the word treat people.
They like to use the word help.
Yeah. Help.
It's helpful.
And what does it do? It's just
I don't want to knock it. I'm only on day three of it, but...
God forbid you knock a drug. You know,
well,
you know?
But I don't know. I mean, okay. I just want to be honest about it. I don't know if it's...
Working or
worth it or
what's it supposed to help you do?
Focus.
Yeah, it's not working.
I knew that.
The jury's in.
No, like be able to focus and have a little bit more clear-headedness and energy, I suppose. But I don't. It doesn't come with, or they don't take into account. Being up until 4 in the morning drinking.
Oh, really?
That's before not... you wake up at 7, whatever it was, 7:30, and then taking it. So that's not part of their...
So it's hard
their,
to tell.
That wasn't part of their focus kind of...
What is it, once daily you dose this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's not so bad.
So wait, did you just get back from L.A.? Did you just finish shooting a season of Arrested Development?
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago.
And how'd it go? What number are they on now?
I think there's only two more left. I believe two or three more.
Is that like that show is like this is an interesting show for you because apparently I mean I'm not up late anymore and I know I have TiVo but I can't seem to find a lot of time to do anything but I've been reading a lot.
So
of
your
stuff.
Excuse is no excuse.
Exactly.
Your excuse is worthless. You just use an excuse. You reference something that allows you to do whatever you want. It allows you to.
Did I mention I'm working, that I have a job, and that during the day I have to read things and then try to figure out how to live a normal life on the hours that I'm on? I'm sorry, I can't make time for your little show on Fox. I apologize.
1.5 hour?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Not a half hour.
Okay.
21 minutes.
Is that what it's down to?
It's a Fox half hour.
Wow.
I thought the half hour was officially 22 minutes.
Fox is breaking all the rules, man.
So then that's like, what kind of time is that? You got a full ensemble cast. How do you, like, dictate stories? Do you have to, when the guys are writing that, do they have to go like, oh, man.
It's crazy. Honestly, the scripts that come in are, the scripts that we get to shoot, sometimes on the day of the week, come in at like 34, anywhere from 28 to 34 pages. And you know that's going to be cut down to 21 minutes of airtime. The scripts that they get before they cut it down to 34 minutes are literally like, anywhere from 48 to 50 pages. Then you go in, then you shoot it, and then it kind of spreads out because people riff around and stuff. And you cut all of that to 21 minutes.
Oh my God! So like, the,
and it's tough. I mean, you're barely leaving any time for good meaty product placement.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of time left. Like I'll be in there chewing on some, you know, Wrigley's Eclipse gum. It's refreshingly mini, right?
Yeah.
You know, I like to experience the refreshingly mini flavor of Eclipse Spearmint for long lasting fresh breath, right? I mean, there's power in it. It's available in a variety of flavors, but.
Don't try the lemon. Trust me.
Okay.
There's just no time for that.
Yeah,
kind of
perhaps
stuff.
I'm staying at the Driscoll Hotel, lovely hotel in Austin, Texas.
Wait a minute. Who left that in here?
Just picking stuff up, Austin.
Who did leave that in here? The Driscoll Hotel in Austin, Texas.
Here you go, Mark. Here's your key to your room.
Okay.
You're basically telling me that, like, so every episode afterwards, everyone's going, oh, man, that thing didn't get in? That's the best thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's not all we're doing, but
right.
That I'll have to go into, we all have to go into, to do, you know, ADR, the pickups, the audio recording, and you'll see, you'll be compacting a scene that maybe took four pages, three pages, and you'll see a character who turns his back, and then you rush in and you go, anyway, that's why I'm off to work. And then, you know, you cut the three pages out of the scene so you can justify.
Wow.
But I'll tell you, it's like, it is, like, the two episodes I've seen, okay, I'm an ass, but very funny. But, you know, I love you, and I, you know, I want to talk when we come back about Mr. Show, because there was a moment there, like, you know, you kind of took off, and, you know, once I got past my jealousy and anger.
You haven't gotten past it. Let's be honest.
All right, we were going to come back with Dave Cross, but we'll see what happens, and he'll be back. 44 past the hour, Air America Radio.
Mornings Edition, on the air and online. MorningsEdition.com, Air America Radio.
Past the hour, Mark Maron here with Mark Riley.
Hi.
It's Morning's Edition's one-year anniversary. We're going to land this thing with my buddy Dave Cross is here. You may have known him from the Ben Stiller show as well, another one I didn't mention. Also, we had some great times. Do you, realize how much history we had? I remember going to the beach and me watching you, like, you know, eat medicine for your stomach, and then that time I hit you in the head with the softball. That was the worst.
That wasn't your fault, though. I mean,
I felt so bad about that.
What happened was you called my name as it was traveling towards the back of my head, which would have been all right. And in a panic, you said, Dave! And then I turned, literally, to face it, popped my glass. It broke my glasses in half, and they went flying off. I had a huge, swollen,
it was awful,
purple, yellow, black shiner for about 2 weeks.
I still feel bad about it, because you know how you get all worked up?
Dude, like, I got so laid from that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry, my man.
So, we were talking about Arrested Development and about, like, you know, I always felt like, even when I watched, I remember when I started watching Ben Stiller show and the Pooter Toot sketch, that mm-hmm. just, that blew my mind. And then Mr. Shows, all the Mr. Shows, all the characters you did on that. And this is a network show where you're actually able to, you know, detach from all those confines of, like, standard TV comedy. And it's a great thing for you because that's what you love to do.
Yeah, it's really fun. Plus, the writing is so, the levels of genius on that show are amazing. And it's, I mean, just to briefly talk about myself and my own experience with it, it's really fun for me to just act in something and to do a character that has longevity to it.
Yeah.
To really figure out what that character is. And it's not a five-minute sketch and where the reality changes constantly, like in a sketch show. You don't, each sketch has its own different reality. This is grounded in a specific reality. It's a real character. It's juicy, as we like to say in the business. And excuse me. And it's really fun, and it's rewarding.
Well, that's great to hear you say that, because I know that, like, you know, just impulsively, I mean, you can generate characters. There's, like, several that you've recurred over your career since I've known you. Who's that guy who used to go on stage? He used to go on stage as a gay person.
Mm-hmm. Daniel James Napoleon.
Yeah, Daniel James Napoleon. And he would get up there and do that. Will you do the voice?
it's well, I mean, it's just a shy, bit nervous first timer, like hi and very pleasant, who's just unfortunately not funny. Talks about his dog, Sprinkles and Pepper, and yeah,
and people would start to laugh at him, you know, because he was...
Oh, tell terrible jokes.
Yeah, and it was... Well, do you remember any of the jokes? Oh, yeah, I remember Sprinkles and Pepper on the couch.
I can't even remember the jokes, but then then I would get confused and a little miffed, and are you laughing? I don't know if you're laughing at me or with me. And then people would laugh, and I go, oh, well, okay, you're laughing at me. That's not why I'm here, and, you know, whatever.
That's great. Oh, those were great, uncomfortable days, man.
The best was the retarded guy. I'd have Louis walk me up. Louis C.K. would walk me up on the stage where I was severely retarded. But I can't do any of that stuff anymore because people recognize me, so kind of those days are over.
Oh, you're right, because it required the anonymity. But didn't you do an impression of a crack baby?
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's more of a visual thing.
That's a bit visual.
Yeah, but that's right, you did the retarded guy getting executed.
Oh, yeah, that was something different. Actually, that is the only bit that I was able to do. Seriously, I started that during the first Bush administration.
Yeah.
It laid dormant for 8 years. Then I was able to bring it back for the current Bush administration.
Yeah. How did that go again? They put him in the electric chair.
Now, you, as a stand-up, are going to ask, you're going to lead me into, you want me to do my bits on the air? Like, this is some morning zoo crew thing in St. Louis?
You know what's weird? Because I had this I've had Todd on the show, too. And the weird thing is that there are so few people in my life that I know that I'm genuinely a fan of and think are funny. That, like, it's like, I'm not doing it for the sake of the audience. I don't care.
No, you're not.
What I'm doing is because, like, I remember, like, you and Todd and Louie are guys I can laugh at all the time. And it doesn't come easy for me to laugh. But you know what? You know, forget it.
I appreciate it, but I'm not going
to... No, I know. You're not going to dance for me, your friend who wants to see you do a funny thing that you guys used to share when you were younger and you guys were starting out. And
buddy, we'll step out in the hallway after the show.
That's all right, man. That's all right. I get it. I get
it.
Too big now, huh? Too big to do the old jokes
that's
for your
it,
friend.
I'm too big.
Yeah, all right,
too
buddy. Big. Well, great. I'm happy for you, man. Everything's going well. You got a dollar?
I got a question.
Okay.
What is it like for you as a performer to be on a show that is you know is quality but is still trying to find an audience?
How dare you?
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's pretty much what I'm used to. I mean, the stuff that I've a lot of the stuff that I've done, including this radio show currently, is a lot of the endeavors are you know, creatively satisfying and critically acclaimed. But yeah, I mean, you're always, I guess I'm
hedging.
I'm used to it, and it's too bad, you know, that it's
what's going
it's
on.
It's on the
it?
Bubble. I don't know.
You don't know. There's a lot of people want to know.
I honestly don't know, and believe me, I'd tell you, I'd be happy to share any kind of good news, but we probably won't know for 3 weeks to 5 weeks, just like last year where they didn't tell us till literally days before they decided to pick us up.
Why the hell did they do that? It's so rude. They just don't have a lot of respect for people's feelings or something. Why did they have to wait for the last minute or just let something trickle away?
I know. They're business people.
Yeah. I know. Well, look, I want to tell people, because I don't know if everybody knows you, but they should know you, because Dave Cross is on Arrested Development now, but you can get most of the Mr. Shows on DVD now, isn't that true?
All of them, yeah. They're all on DVD.
Which are great. I think Ben Stiller's show is also available. You did some great work on that. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind was hilarious.
Thanks.
That was hilarious. The Birdhouse killed me because I remember being marginally unhappily married at another point in my life. And just that the moment we...
Wow, like, there was... Now that I think about it, there was a similarity there, wasn't
there? Yeah,
there
was
a married couple.
I definitely identified with that character, but thanks for being here.
I mean, like, stoned and Jewy.
Yeah.
God, here we go.
Thanks for being here. We're running out of time.
Right.
But hang out. We're going to do this last thing. Dave Cross,
thank you very much.
Great to see you. Here's the liberal agenda from the Streisand compound. Here are your marching orders for today.